I can't say. It kept it cool. Uh-huh. And it would keep some yolk and butter two, 3 days. It keeps things pretty good. Mm-hmm. My grandmother had the first one I remember, of course. Mm. So, but everybody had them at that time. Now, what year they came in, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I had one, too, when I first married. We didn't even have refrigeration. Nobody did, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Especially country people. It's ice was 10 miles away.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And they had to bring it.
Come down here to Waco?
They brought ice from Waco out to China Springs and Erie.
I don't see how they got it that far in weather like this.
Well, they did, they didn't bring it. I don't think they brought it every day, maybe once a week or something like that. When you made ice cream, you had to know when the ice man was coming.
Yeah.
To get it.
I can see that. What do you call the place in town that makes milk and butter and produces milk, you know, commercially? What do you call a place like that?
I like barns.
Yeah. What do you call that kind of place?
Oh, I can't even think. Dairy is what I call where they produce milk, but then barns is not real. You don't call that a dairy.
Why not? Do they not produce?
That's a commercial thing where they process it.
Oh, I see.
They process
it. Yeah, they don't milk any cows.
No.
Yeah.
This milk is produced on the dairies and then hauled to this processing plant.
Yeah.
Processing plant.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Borden's and so on. Mm-hmm. What do you call the place on the farm where you just let the cows and the horses go out to graze? You send them out there?
We call it pasture.
Okay. Did y'all ever raise cotton?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you grow cotton? Explain what you have to do.
Well, first you have to start with your soil, prepare your land for it, and then most of the time my family planted their cotton in the latter part of March. Some people planted it earlier, usually in March. Plant it. Well, when it gets up about 5-6 inches high, they had to take a hoe. You know what a hoe is.
I know what a hoe is. That much I know.
And take a hoe and thin it out to about 8 to 10 inches. That's usually the width of a hoe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then they'd come along with a cultivator.
Uh-huh.
That's a plow with two mules hitched to it.
Uh-huh.
Horses. We had mules.
Uh-huh.
And plow it and throw that dirt up where you pulled it away, you know, when you thinned it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Pull the soil back up around the cotton plants, and let it set till it come a rain and brought up some grass. Then you go back in there and plow, or take the hoe and hoe out that grass. And then the plows come along behind you and cover it back, pull the soil back up against the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you do that 2 or 3 times, and then you call it a land by.
When you
after the plowing season is over, you see, you don't keep on plowing your cotton, because if you, after so many plowings, you break the roots. You see, you break up the roots if you plow anymore or disturb it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's called laying by.
Mm-hmm. When you don't plow it anymore.
When you don't plow it anymore. You lay it by and just leave it be till time to... to pick it.
I see.
Now, of course, now they fertilize, and nowadays a lot of times they fertilize and spray and everything, but we didn't used to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, that just come in later years.
How long?
This I'm talking about years ago, now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And then you got a cotton sack, you ducking, and Mama sit down and made the cotton sacks.
Uh-huh.